Let's do some events and activities. Hey, Art Lewis, one of the events that we have going on is something that you're going to be involved in with our broadcast tomorrow.
Well, indeed, it's going to be Weber Grill Days at Wolf Isles, and we'll be there from 8 to 11 in the morning. Be a Weber representative outside cooking up a storm, and we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. We'll be at Wolf Isles, 5818 State Street, for the Weber Grill Days, just in time for Father's Day.
Okay. We'll look forward to it tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to say anything else about it.
No, he'll be cooking up a storm. It'll be a good time. It's always a good time, and it's just in time for Father's Day. But while we're talking about me being out, Monday we will be out, too. Monday is press day for the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, the LPGA event at the Midland Country Club. We'll be broadcasting there from 9 to 11. And during the first part of the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk to the chairman and CEO of Dow. Jim Fitterling will be my guest.
All right, well, that's a great way to bookend the weekend for events for you there, Saturday into Monday. All right, Art Lewis, thank you very much. And WSGW, other things that are going on for the weekend. Hey, today we have fun that's going to be had in Bay City. The last presentation of Late Night Catechism, Till Death Do Us Part, is going to be on stage at the State Theater, 7 o'clock. Find out about the tickets that are available at statetheaterbaycity.com. Statetheaterbaycity.com had a performance last night and another performance tonight. And if you're going to be in downtown Bay City tonight on Saginaw Street, downtown Bay City's Feet on the Street presenting the Andy and Dave Show from 6 till 9. And tomorrow it's Tanya Michaels from 6 till 9 again, the Saginaw Street location for downtown Bay City's Feet on the Street for the summertime season. Tomorrow at the Saginaw Art Museum, it's another second Saturday. It is a free, no-cost day to explore the museum, the Saginaw Art Museum, from noon till 5 p.m., the second Saturday opening for you to enjoy again, no cost for tomorrow at the Saginaw Art Museum. Tomorrow is also the YWCA, I think I was going to say the WYMCA, you know, the YWCA, Great Lakes Bay Region's Riverside Art Festival, returning to downtown Bay City for a 47th year. The festivities to begin at 10 a.m. as the festival opens at the intersection of Center and Water right at Winona Park. You're going to find all kinds of artist vendors, a pop-up bookstore, snack vendors, local nonprofit partners to be on display. It's all going to be happening tomorrow starting at 10 in Bay City. To find out more about the Riverside Art Festival, the YWCA Great Lakes Bay Region Women's Art Festival, you go to the Facebook page, be the easiest thing to do, facebook.com/Riverside Art Festival, facebook.com/Riverside Art Festival. Coming up tomorrow, the Japanese Cultural Center Tea House and Gardens in Saginaw having a formal Japanese tea ceremony starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Limited seating with reservations necessary. You can go to japaneseculturalcenter.org to get your reservation and find out more, japaneseculturalcenter.org. We have tomorrow being the second Saturday, another chance for you to get help with God's Helping Hands, the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, corner of Iva and Dice Roads, opening between 10 a.m. and noon. And it's a distribution of clothing and blankets and household items to people in need, plus the ongoing food pantry. It's free to all who need. Everyone's welcome, no requirements. God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill, at the Zion Lutheran Church, corner of Ivan Dice Roads and Hemlock, tomorrow, 10 a.m. till noon. Also going on tomorrow, or I'm sorry, Sunday, this is Sunday, the Midland Center for the Arts presenting the front porch presentation of the Amazing Max, a high-energy, interactive, all-around silly magic show appropriate for all ages. It'll start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Midland Center for the Arts location online to find out more, mcfta.org, mcfta.org. Coming up on Tuesday, it's the first of the Thomas Township Parks and Recreation's Picnic in the Park concert series, 6:30 till 8:30 on Tuesday. And it's at Rethke Park. That's on Letty Road, 6:30 till 8:30. And Cease will be performing. And that's coming up on Tuesday at Rethke Park, Thomas Township. Coming up on Wednesday, the Tittabawassee Township Park has a classic country reunion show. The Yesterday's Country Band to be performing with free admission, 5 till 10 p.m., Tittabawassee Township Park, this coming Wednesday, June 16th. On another one on Tuesday, by the way, I skipped over this one. This is the Second Art Museum. Second Art Museum starts its free concert series with its Museum Tunes, as it's called, and the Barbarossa Brothers, with special guest Andrew Kitzman, will be performing. That is opening at 6 o'clock for the Second Art Museum and its Museum Tunes this coming Tuesday. Find out more going on to secondartmuseum.org, secondartmuseum.org. And a reminder that the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church, once again on Wednesday, is going to be open for a drive-through food giveaway. Starts at 9 a.m., first come, first serve, with 120 boxes of food available. Court and Webster in Saginaw for the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw this coming Wednesday and every Wednesday. Some of the events, some of the activities, some of the happenings for you to enjoy this weekend and into the coming week.